Yes. Greetings, greetings, greetings. Welcome to the Caribbean Radio Show. I'm your host, MHL. Thank you for joining me today. I much appreciate it. I'm actually here in London, and it's nice and hot, and I hope it's going to be nice where you are as well. So welcome to the Caribbean Radio Show. And to call in today, you can actually dial 661-467-2407. That's 661-467-2407. Thank you very much. So as you know, today's show, we are looking at healthcare, feminine self-care. And just want to start off by saying that with an actual quote from the Bible. The Bible says wisdom is a principal thing. And in getting wisdom, we must seek understanding. As you know, we are relational beings. We have relationships with others. We have relationships with things. And all our relationships, they affect our hearts. So today, we're seeking to understand a bit more about how we can care for ourselves, and especially as women, you know, we need to know how we can use essential oils to enhance this self-care. So many of us are already doing some self-care, some more than others, some not at all. And so hopefully we can actually get to a point where we know how to make these wise choices. So last week, if you remember, well, not last week, 2 weeks ago, we spoke about the heart and the interconnection, the intricate interconnection between love and the heart. And in fact, as I said, all matters that we deal with are really heartfelt in one form or another. So to actually achieve this self-care, especially as women, we need to have a high degree of honesty to be able to really care for ourselves fully. The wonderful Iana Vantaz says, "We are born knowing everything we need to know. It's a part of our inner tuition or intuition. We should take the time to stay in our purpose and our mission in this journey called life. To care for ourselves means we need to respect ourselves, and that self-respect generates trust and confidence. If we don't spend time to reflect and align ourselves with divine intelligence, we will end up searching for support and acceptance of others and from others. We'll find ourselves basically on this outward search when really and truly the work is actually an inside job. So as women, we need to ask ourselves some important questions. So as women, do we have the strength and the courage to do what is right for ourselves? Do we even understand ourselves? And are we ready to parent ourselves? Now, in the book Woman's Herbal, it says the natural biological functions and rhythms that characterize women, which are responsible for menstruation, fertility, conception, and childbirth, are naturally prone to imbalances and disruption. You know, a lot of time when we go to the doctor and we take medication, a lot of time these medications have been tested, not just on animals, but mainly on men and for men. Yes? So even taking medication sometimes, we have to remember that it's not really done for us. So we really need to, you know, to find a way to care for ourselves more naturally. So women are naturally programmed to care for the family, the community, and even the world. And interestingly enough, I told a friend recently that she's not Jesus, and it's not up to her to save the world. That while she's busy caring for everybody else, I said I want to know when she's going to care for herself. So remember, all this caring for everyone else can lead to stress, overwork, leaving you little time for exercise and relaxation, probably end up with some kind of poor diet, even sexual problems. All these things disrupt the smooth running of the system. So as women, we need to learn to love ourselves more and care for ourselves more. The next question is, can we pour from an empty cup? Can we give the best from a place of lack? I remember my friend saying to me, she wonders, who cares for the carer? That's really quite important. Sometimes when we're busy, we don't really ask these questions. And in this time of COVID-19 and the lockdown, we can't say we haven't had time to do some reflection and so on. So ladies, we need to nourish ourselves to minimize hormonal imbalance, to improve our immunity, to influence circulation to and from the reproductive organs and all the organs of our body, to reduce tension and congestion, because ultimately what we would like to have is to be in a more balanced place, to be balanced in our mind, balanced in our body, balanced in our spirit, emotions, our will. Yes, that's really important. So there are numerous essential oils that can help our journey to self-healing. Throughout history, women have used plants to bring about healing and to enhance well-being. So what we'll do now is we're going to have a look at a few of those herbs and the essential oils that we can actually use, and then we'll talk some more about that as we go along. So remember now, you're listening to the Caribbean Radio Show on CRS Radio. I'm your host, MHL, and thank you for joining me. Let us start with basil. So now we're looking at the healthcare. So basil is good for, and is essential oil of basil, low libido, depression, painful and scanty periods, tension, engorged breasts, PMS, migraine headaches, aches and chest infections. And as a contraindication, when you're using essential oil of basil, you need to avoid using this essential oil in early pregnancy. So what I'd like to say here is that when you do your own research on the oils and you want to actually use the oils, also look at how, if it's to see if it's contraindicated with your medication that you're taking or the stage of life that you're at. Because some people, if they have epilepsy, they can't use certain oils. Their skin is sensitive, they can't use it. So it's good to always try and balance that research with why can't you use it or when can't you use it. So with the basil, I mean, what I've noticed is that a lot of people are feeling really stressed and it's like a kind of a depression sometimes. So this is the basil is really good for that. Now we have the essential oil of bergamot. And that's good for that urinary tract infection, vaginal infections, or discharge. It will help you with the poor appetite and eating problems. If you have acne, boils, sores, coughs, fevers, chicken pox, shingles, cuts, and wounds. This particular oil, do not use it before sun exposure or if you're planning to go on a sunbed. That's contraindicated. So just make sure you're careful with that. But it's a beautiful oil. And what you notice sometimes with these oils, they tend to overlap in terms of what they do, but then there's certain specific things that will do for you. So, you know, whatever I'm saying now, that's not all of what it does, but I'm trying to make sure that you, at least as a woman, see where it can help you with particular female problems. If you're male, you can also use these things, because men, they get fevers too, cold sores, cuts, wounds, acne, boils. So I'm speaking to the men as well, but specifically today, to make sure the women know where to go to get these specific help for like the vaginal infection or scanty period and so on and so forth. Black pepper. The black pepper, essential oil of black pepper. I wouldn't say it's a very popular oil, but it's one worth having as well. And the good thing about this as well is that, you know, sometimes we get stuck in a rut. We're used to certain oils and we tend to use the same oils over and over again. So hopefully today, when I give you that sort of plethora of oils with a short description, hopefully you'll feel more confident to try something else. So black pepper is good for abdominal pain, fatigue, rheumatic and arthritic pain. And quite often, if the oil is good for rheumatism, it's normally good for arthritis as well. It's good for constipation, colds, flu, weaknesses, colic, wind, muscular pain, weak digestion. And I remember in the case study, I went to visit my family, and I was in Jamaica, I was visiting my family, and I like to walk with my oils when I go visiting and stuff like that. So I went to see my family, and when I got there, I was told my uncle was having some serious painful stomach ache for quite a few days. And he was normally quite a very strong and robust man. So for him to be in bed really sort of suffering, you know, it was really bad. And fortunately, I did have the essential oil of black pepper on me. As I said before, you know, I wouldn't normally use this oil, but I thought I'd try it. I was walking with it. I'd never before used it. So I was using it on him for the first time. And so I set about making a mixture for him with just that particular oil, and I asked him to apply it over his digestive system, so, you know, the whole torso and everything up and down. And while I was still there visiting my family, within about half an hour, he sent word to tell me that the pain had gone. And he was just so flabbergasted, he could not believe that days of suffering were completely ended in less than half an hour of using this particular oil. And of course, he went on, you know, to try to encourage me to use these oils and to put it out there for people and so on. So here's my opportunity on this wonderful radio program to do such a thing, to put this information out there, and for me to be in my purpose, because I love education, to be my purpose to share. And hopefully, as I am learning, that you are also learning. So he was impressed, and I was equally impressed, because sometimes the oils don't always work as fast. Because they're natural, sometimes they take more some time to build up. So it's like that sometimes. Then we have chamomile. So we're looking at self-care for women, because as I said, many times we don't really care for ourselves as we really should. So we're doing that self-care, and chamomile comes up. It's good for menopausal symptoms, PMS, period pain, if you have an irritable bladder, fluid retention, cystitis, eczema, boils, skin infections, insomnia, irritability. Now you're going to hear colic, gastritis, indigestion, peptic ulcers, diarrhea. So because as women, we tend to be the primary caregiver for our children, and more men are stepping up, as we know, which is really lovely. But generally, you know, we're the main caregiver. So it's good to know that chamomile is gentle enough to be used on a child. So it's good for children's fever, as I said, colic, teething, earaches. Then there's muscular pain, inflamed joints, sprains, and burns. So I think chamomile, along with mandarin, are some of the oils that you can use quite safely on children. And it's really good to know these things. Now, cinnamon. This is a particular herb that I take a lot in my teas and stuff. I don't actually use the oil as much, but I like to add it to my coffee or tea or whatever. Cinnamon is really good for weak digestion, colic, wind, nausea, poor circulation, cold flus, rheumatism, arthritis, and muscular pain. So, you know, with these short descriptions of each of these herbs, which are in the form of essential oils, we can begin to see how we can, you know, begin to tap in. If you're already using the oils, maybe to expand your range as well, as I said, because sometimes we tend to use the same oils over and over again. And, you know, sometimes the body can get used to something. And even though a particular oil is really, really good for you, sometimes it's good to try something else that may have other properties than the other oil that you're used to, you know. There's citronella, and basically it's good for repelling insects, for weakness, and for fatigue. Clary sage, and I like clary sage actually, that's good for muscle tension, PMS, depression. And what's wonderful about it, where you have uterine tension in childbirth, period pain, asthma, migraine, digestive problems, if you have night sweats, acne, low libido, sore throat, aches and pains. I've found that clary sage, and even sage as well, a lot of women suffer from hot flashes and so on. And this oil works so fast, it's unbelievable. So if you're in that stage of life where you could get a hot flash immediately, unknowingly, at any point in time, walk with that oil. And all you have to do is take like maybe one, two, the most three drops, and put it on the inside of your wrist. Just drop it on your wrist. Then take your other wrist and rub it together. Then lift your wrist to your nostrils and breathe deeply, inhale it deeply. That can actually stop the panicky and the hot flashes within, less than 2 minutes? So don't suffer anymore. Don't worry about getting all that HRT for hot flashes and stuff. Use the herb basket that our Creator has given to us, so kindly given to us. Yes? And this is why I really love this oil. It's really good for that. I didn't know it was so good for uterine tension and childbirth. That's also good to know. But while we know that as well, we need to know that this is an oil that you would not use in early pregnancy. Yes? So basically avoid it if you're pregnant, if possible. What about clove? Most people know clove as being the actual herb that you would use if you had like a toothache. But it's good for more than just that. It's good for your toothaches and your headaches. Where also you have weak contractions in childbirth, if you have bronchitis, colds, flus, diarrhea, again, if you have arthritis, it's also good for rheumatism. And this particular clove, because it helps you with weak contractions in childbirth, you must definitely avoid it if you're pregnant. You don't want to be using it, and then before you know it, you might be miscarrying or something. Don't use it if you have sensitive skin either. Find another oil that, you know, can do some help with the toothache and so on. I think that one that's good for toothache as well could be sore throat would be like myrrh. Then we have cypress. This is another really wonderful oil, cypress. Let's do coriander first. So we have coriander. So if you're feeling tired, you know, as women, we really do push the boundaries sometimes. We know we're tired and we just keep going and going, you know, so we can get really exhausted. So it's good for tiredness, weakness, poor concentration. So it would help the brain, definitely. You have poor appetite. You begin to have digestive problems, wind. You're getting pain, that neuralgia and rheumatic pain. Having like flus and just pain in general. The coriander is also good for that. And, you know, as you use these oils, these essential oils, as you can see, quite a few of these things are foods. So you could just cook with it, put it on your, you know, your chicken or whatever you're cooking, and to also get some of that benefit as well through your food. Now, cypress is a wonderful oil. They're all wonderful oils, but because I know a bit more about it, cypress is good for painful periods, heavy periods, excessive perspiration. So again, we're getting your night sweats, your hot flashes, your sweaty feet. Reach for the essential oil of cypress. If you have greasy skin, incontinence, poor circulation, swelling of the body like edema, you're suffering from piles, varicose veins, cypress is the oil for you. To repel insects, I mean, it's summer now, and it's like I'm seeing all kinds of spiders everywhere. And I'm thinking, this is a bit much. I'm inside, I need to be outside. But they do repel insects. So you could literally make up some cypress in some water, shake it really vigorously, and spray it around your window frames and so on. That will help to, you know, keep those things outside. It's good for asthma, cuts and wounds, rheumatism, arthritis, general muscular aches and pains. It's good for colds and chest infections. Again, avoid this oil in pregnancy. In regards to heavy periods, I mean, this oil is really, really good. So instead of always relying on medication to slow down and to control heavy bleeding, this oil is really good. It's very effective. You may have to, of course, apply it every few hours, but it can literally take it down to a trickle. So it's a really good thing to know about cypress. It's absolutely wonderful in dealing with heavy bleeding, excessive perspiration, and so on. Now, as I said earlier, we are relational people. And one of the challenges of being a woman in a relationship is the ability to maintain your sense of self. Can we maintain our sense of self? So remember, we are here for a purpose, a life purpose. We're here for a mission to do something. And because we are wired to do for others, we need to remember to maintain our sense of self. We are prone to giving away too much of ourselves. And if you can think about it this way, a relationship is like a bank account. If you're putting in that relationship, the person that you're with just keeps taking out. You're putting in, they're taking out. What happens to your bank account if you keep putting in or you keep taking out without putting in? At some point, you might end up in authorized overdraft. And the worst case scenario, you end up in unauthorized overdraft. And when you go into an overdraft, there's a fee. Obviously, you may have a lower fee for being unauthorized, for being authorized. But if you're unauthorized, you may have a huge fee. So see your relationship like your bank account. You know, not just you putting in and people taking out. People must put in you as well to nourish you as well. We need to check ourselves on those relationships. I'm here in London, and they're saying that since the lockdown, domestic violence has gone up by about 40%. 40%, you know. Not 1%, 40. In a country where, is it 2.5 or 3.5 women are killed each week? It's serious. You know, we need to check our relationships. Check our relationships with other people, family members. The family members are our tribe, where we come from. Are we being forced by our tribe to behave a particular way? Because sometimes we need to feel free to be ourselves. And I know there are consequences if you sometimes break away from the tribe. You can get ostracized. In some cultures, you could even be killed, you know. But these are serious issues. Sometimes our unhappiness comes from trying too hard to keep our man. And if you're a man, trying too hard to keep your woman. We are told by society we must do certain things to keep our man or our woman. Like, we must keep slim, we must stay buff, we must keep interesting, we must look sexy, we must turn up, you know? But really, really people, can we keep someone, like if you're keeping a fish in a fish tank or a bird that's caged? You know, even though we're in a relationship, people still have to have some space to be themselves. And if we're trying to keep something like we're keeping a fish or a caged bird, we need to actually examine that relationship. That is just too much pressure in a relationship. For me, my philosophy is simple. Be the best you can be each day. Show respect and compassion to yourself and others. If that is not enough, well then, the most important thing to be is to be at peace with yourself each day. Because whether people are with you or not, you have to live with yourself. Now, some of us, I should let you know, we are on the Caribbean, the CRS radio, the Caribbean radio show. Welcome to the show. My name is Marjorie Henry Lawrence, otherwise known as MHL. Please do call in on 661-467-2407. 661-467-2407. Now, some of us are afraid to be single, as if singledom is some type of curse or automatic unhappiness. I was listening to something recently, and the person said, do we know that on this planet Earth, today as I'm speaking, the happiest people are, guess who? Single people. I'm not asking you to go and destroy your relationships, no. But I don't want you to sit there and feel sorry for yourself if you're currently single. And don't sit there and feel sorry for those who are single, because really they are happier than they really realize. And I remember years ago I read a book, and it was like in the 1960s or whatever, and there was a teacher at a particular school in the U.S. She was a single teacher, hadn't yet married, she was single. But a lot of her students, their parents were married. In fact, all of her students, the women were married. And she said, when they come to see her, they gave her like dirty looks. These very strange looks that she thought were like dirty looks, like looking down on her. That's what she thought. They were looking down on her, like pitying her because she's single. Anyway, eventually, as time went on, she got married. Well, let me tell you something. She then realized the looks were not looks of pity or whatever. She realized that when she got married, that the looks they were giving her is because they were jealous of her freedom when she was single. And she now, being married, you know, had her regrets, because it's a different life when you're in a relationship. So if you're already coupled up, be the best you can be and be happy. And if you're not yet coupled up, be happy. Yes? If you're not quite sure, to be happy. So you can be happy by yourself. If you cannot be happy by yourself, can you truly be happy in any relationship? When we were born to fulfill a purpose in this life, as I said before, a mission. And many of us will lose this purpose for different reasons. We may be too busy, you know, looking after a mate or our children. And you have to remember as well, even if you're coupled up, that your mate or your partner also has a life purpose. And that life purpose may not be to just keep you happy. Yes? Remember, our life purpose, our mission, is tied up in the divine will of God. Okay? Okay. There was actually a pastor called Dr. Miles Monroe. rest in peace to him and his wife. He said at the time, he said, as a married man, he's filled up. And he gives to his wife from the abundance of his filled cup. And his wife, she's also a doctor, she gave to him from her filled cup. Yes? She lived her life fulfilling her life purpose the way he did. And so he's living his life fulfilling his life purpose. She's living her life fulfilling her life purpose. And they were very happily married. Because, as he said, even though they were married, they still had a degree of singleness. And they give to each other from their overflow. Right? In fact, I would say they probably had a very good marriage, a very happy marriage, because they were not drinking from each other's cup. They were drinking from the abundance of the overflow. I remember once a friend said to me that, you know, after she got married, she wanted to go back to school to do her degree in law, or was her master's, and her husband discouraged her from doing it. Listen, don't be letting people discourage you from finding your life purpose. Please don't. Yes? You have to get a backbone. Do some courses. Build up your strength. You know, get some essential oils. If you're not feeling very brave, one essential oil for bravery is borage, essential oil of borage. Before the soldiers went into war in those days gone by, they would make sure that they have their borage, because borage gives you courage. Some people are naturally brave and strong and firm. But for those who are shy and, you know, a bit more retiring, use the essential oils. You know, we're not here to be run over by anybody. We're here to fulfill our purpose. You know, there's a book I was reading. It's called Men Like Women Who Like Themselves. Is that interesting? Just the title alone speaks for itself. Men Like Women Who Like Themselves. It's filled with great advice, and ultimately it's all about self-love. Have you ever noticed that when you are single and loving yourself, caring for yourself, all of a sudden you have an abundance of suitors? The possible problem is that when you decide to enter a relationship, we as women can easily fall into the trap of forgetting to love and care for ourselves. So you're single, you're taking care of yourself, you're resting, you're exercising, you're praying, you're meditating, all these things. Now you're in a relationship, you forget to love yourself. That's not good enough. Because remember, the very thing that attracted that person to you is what you were doing before you got together. So don't fall back into old modalities of caring for others more than we care for ourselves. Yes? Use your essential oils. Remember to pray, meditate, exercise, rest. Do self-improvement projects and maintain that self-care. By even doing that, you keep yourself interesting. Yes? So here are some tips from that book. Men Like Women Who Like Themselves. It says, the smartest women know, and here are some things that the smart woman knows. The smartest women know husband material looks like human material. She knows a lot about men, but knows even more about herself. She knows how to take care of herself without sacrificing her partnerships. She knows how to care for her partnerships without sacrificing her soul. Always keeps you always keep one foot, at least one foot planted on the ground while you're in that relationship. Don't get all too airy-fairy. And remember, you're not going anywhere if you have to leave yourself behind. So this book, Men Like Women Who Like Themselves, is written by Stephen Carter and Julia Skoll, S-O-K-O-L, Skoll. Let's get back to the oils. So, in fact, you know what? I really wanted to play some music, I'll do it in a minute. I wanted to play like She's Royal. So we'll see if I can get this up for you. Remember now, you're listening to the great CRS radio show, the Caribbean radio show on the CRS radio. I'm your host, Marjorie Henry Lawrence. And you can call in if you want to call in. Please call in on 661-467-2407. While that actually comes up for us, let us see if we can get hold of this one. Here we go. Let's look at eucalyptus in the meantime. Eucalyptus is a warming and drying oil with excellent antiseptic properties. Yes? So when we have exhausted ourselves and our immune system is down, we're feeling fatigued, this oil will build your immune system, help with your fatigue, refresh you. It will alleviate tiredness. It will improve your concentration, take away headaches and debility. You can use it also to treat like asthma, where there's any problem, where there's dampness, inflammation, you know, the usual arthritis and those things. Use it for that. And, you know, I've done eucalyptus so many times. Yes, this is not all you should have in your kit. And I'm telling you to have it. And every time I have it, because I use it so much, I actually run out of it. Okay, my thing is not responding, so I'm going to just leave that alone. Let's keep talking. This is really interesting. So get your eucalyptus oil. That is a very essential oil for everybody's antiviral, antibiotic, and so on. So make sure you have it. It's good for bacteria, and it just takes the load off your immune system. So make sure you have that oil. You keep a hold of it. It's far, far too essential, like your tea tree, your lavender, yes? And in this time of COVID-19, yeah, make sure you have your eucalyptus oil as well. You want to keep healthy, you want to keep safe, you want to keep alive. You need to be here to care for each other. We have the essential oil of fennel. Use that oil for gout, toxic conditions, inflamed joints. Guess what I like about it? It's good for alcoholism. Because sometimes you just want something that can help to make sure. Because some things are really hard to deal with, you know. And if you're an alcoholic and you want to become a better person and live a life free from this challenge, fennel is your oil. There are some things that do something that, you know, that other oils don't do. So if you're a smoker, maybe we just find the oil that will help you to stop smoking. And here we have fennel. It's good for dealing with alcoholism. It's good for wind and colic, hiccups, nausea, indigestion, constipation. And I need this oil. Excessive appetite. Sometimes you feel like you're eating too much. Kidney stones, fluid retention, urinary infections. It's good for heavy periods, irregular periods, painful periods, PMS. And this is why I also love this oil. It's good for poor milk flow. Yes? So you need this oil if you're breastfeeding and you're struggling to get that flow. This oil will definitely be the go-to oil. It's good for urinary infections, heavy periods, and so on, they said. But you must avoid it in pregnancy. You can use this oil for children under 6. It's quite a gentle oil. In fact, they use this oil or this particular herb in a gripe mixture. And if you know the gripe mixture called Woodward's, it's sold here in London, Woodward's gripe mixture. I think the principal ingredient is actually fennel. It's so nice. I mean, I would. That's the one I buy. And even though I'm grown up, it's really gentle, but it's really powerful. You know, if I buy any other digestive whatever, it doesn't get used, so I don't buy it anymore. I just stick with the Woodward's gripe mixture for babies. And I remember I went to buy it once, and the woman said to me, "So how old is your baby?" And at the time I said, "Oh, he's 18." I said to her. So you know, it's really good. No matter the age, sometimes gentle is better than, you know, too strong. We can also use essential oil of frankincense, you know, for our conditions. And that's what it's good for. It's good for respiratory infections, catarrh, laryngitis. Again, it's good for asthma, fevers, urinary infections, because urinary infections can, you know, quite often plague women because of that shorter track, you know. It's good for heavy periods, anxiety. We can get anxious sometimes as women as well. Tense. We might even hyperventilate. It's good for hyperventilation. It's great for aging. We want to keep looking fresh, no matter our age. So it's, you know, in terms of aging skin, as far as it's good. Eczema, scarring, sores and wounds. What I really like about frankincense, frankincense is the king of oils. That's the name that frankincense has. And remember that the oils, while they work on our body, they're working on our mind and our emotions. And, you know, as a Catholic, as a Roman Catholic Christian, we always have frankincense and myrrh. I remember when the baby Jesus was born, the wise men, they brought frankincense, myrrh, and gold. So these are valuable things. Sometimes you might be thinking your car is valuable or all your shoe collection, but these are the things that are valuable that make us well, because frankincense has the power to deal with morbid conditions, whether it's morbid in terms of physicality or morbid in terms of the mentality or the spirituality. It's a wonderful oil. I'm going to tell you that it smells like geranium. No, it doesn't. It's actually a resin, so it might have a really strong smell. So feel free to mix it with something that's more flowery or more sort of citrusy or something to make it sort of smell nicer. The essential oil of geranium, I feel, is quite a very feminine oil. It doesn't mean that men can't use it, but it's quite feminine. It's good for depression, urinary and respiratory infections, sore throats, greasy skin, eczema, menopausal symptoms, PMS, irregular periods, fluid retention, anxiety, overexcitement, mood swings. Does that sound feminine to you? That sounds feminine. I'm just laughing. It's not right. I should be laughing. Diarrhea, kidney stones, neuralgia, circulation problems, and it repels insects. And guess what? It smells so nice too. So if you have to spray your house with it, to keep away the insects, it gives all that lovely smell. It goes up into your olfactory glands. It's really very uplifting. But one thing about geranium that I really like as well, it's really good for sinusitis. And this is where I think it would be good for men. Because a lot of men, they don't really cry. Because you know what, as women, we cry more easily. Most women, not all. We cry, the tears come down, we wash out all the snot, we wash everything out, the sinuses become clear. But a lot of people that don't cry easily, their sinuses are very impacted. It's really hard to move, you know, all the impaction. But geranium is all you need because it loves to eat and clean out the sinuses. So if you're struggling with sinus problems, go for this oil. If you're one of those women that are very, you know, sort of hysterical, you're always in hysterics, geranium will calm you down. It's wonderful. Then we have essential oil of ginger. Right now, my big thing is ginger. I like to put my ginger in my bullet with some lemon juice. And then I blend it up to up, you know, get the pulp right down. So I even drink the pulp. And I really love it because ginger is it deals with a panacea of problems. It will help your circulation. It will help your reproductive system. And what I like about it, if you have a congested chest, a lot of mucus on your chest, it will dry out the mucus from your chest without drying out your intestines. And if you're a man, and you're an older man, it's great. I always tell people it is the first Viagra. It does the same thing as Viagra. So you don't need to go and take the blue pill. Take your ginger. Yes? So it's good for catarrh, sinuses, colds, flus, chest infections. It's good for tiredness, depression, low libido, diarrhea, rheumatism, arthritis, poor circulation, weak digestion. It's good for colic, nausea, stomach cramps, period pains, muscular pains, tension, sprains. This oil is amazing. It might be a bit hot, so be careful. And if you can't take the oil, use the actual root ginger, the real root ginger. It's absolutely excellent. We have hyssop. Now, that will help you with your viral infections, chest infections, catarrh, sinusitis, sore throats, bruises, rheumatism, arthritis, skin problems, mental fatigue, circulatory problems, nervous tension, asthma. But if you have these conditions or if you're in this state, you must avoid hyssop in pregnancy. You must avoid hyssop if you are epileptic and if you have high blood pressure. So don't take hyssop. Find something else that will cover your challenge, your health challenge. Jasmine will deal with toxic conditions. Now, as I said before, domestic violence has gone up. Women are more at risk. So use jasmine. It will deal with even emotional states of being toxic. Yes, it will help your mind and your emotions. It's good also for fluid retention, cystitis, vaginal discharge, scanty or irregular periods, piles, acne, poor appetite, rheumatism, gout, arthritis. If you're exhausted, this is good for hangovers, okay? Good for liver problems. If you're obese, you have chest infections. So, but you must avoid juniper if you're in the early stages of pregnancy or if you have a kidney condition. So that's where you'd actually avoid juniper. Remember, I said earlier, when you research your oils, you need to make sure that you also look at the contraindications. What does the Bible say about dating relationships? It says relationships could draw you closer to God. It should draw you closer to God, but not closer to sin. So you're looking for something healthy. It says don't compromise to keep anyone. God is more. We love relationships. We love to be in relationships, but it mustn't take you down the road of perdition. Yes? It should make you a better person. The Bible also says, your heart is precious to God. Guard it and wait for the man who will treasure it. Yes? It also says, broken things can become blessed things. If you let God do the mending, many of us have a broken heart and we can't heal it. You know how you heal a broken heart? You heal it with love and forgiveness. People think when you say forgive somebody, it means you'll let them off the hook. No, because we're not perfect. If we know we're not perfect, people have hurt us. But guess what happened? We have also hurt people. So we need to forgive. And remember, I always say to people, you can become strong in the broken places. I saw some art where they had cups and those things that were broken. And the person took the cups that were broken and used like a liquid gold to join it back together. And then you had this beautiful, most masterful looking thing. And it was all broken. So we can become strong in the broken places. Bob also says, she has his heart and he has her heart, but their hearts belong to Jesus. And finally, just for, you know, to wrap up the Bible verses, because there's loads and loads of them on about dating and relationship. It says a God-centered relationship is worth the wait. Sometimes we're impatient, we feel lonely, and we rush into things that are not good for us. Wait. Let us wait. We're on the Caribbean radio show, the CRS radio. You can call in. We still have some time. You can call in on 661-467-2407. I'm your host, MHL. So we have other oils that can help us. We have lavender. I think I've done lavender before. So, you know, if you listen to other programs, you get lavender. We have lemon. Lemon, in terms of the feminine side, is good for high blood pressure, because sometimes as women, we're more delicate, we're more prone to high blood pressure than men. It's good for, like, you know, chest infections, because it's astringent. It sort of brings your cells back to some integrity. It's good for a whole host of things, gallstones, rheumatism. It's good for varicose veins, greasy skin. It's good if you're feeling tired. Again, if you don't have the essential oil of lemon, use the actual fruit. Make a refreshing drink. It's summertime now, you know. There's marjoram. I think I told you before, marjoram is an aphrodisiac. So whereas the ginger is an aphrodisiac, the marjoram does the opposite of the ginger. Yes? So that will make you have less of a libido. It will actually reduce your sexual impulse. This is the kind of oil that should be using in places where you have prisons and where people don't have access to other people and so on. It's good for headaches and stress, pain, painful periods, PMT, colic, flatulence, dyspepsia. It's good for a whole host of things. Yes? So use the marjoram. Again, go back to the other programs I've done before. I did a whole thing on marjoram. I looked at the psychological side as well, etc. Essential oil of melissa is good for high blood pressure. If you hyperventilate, if you have shock or depression, you know, and sometimes life can be very shocking. Some things that can happen to us, especially as women, we need to come out of that shock, and that will actually help us. I'm quite conscious of the time that we have left, so I think what we probably will do, there's so many oils here, I think I will do a part two and then probably go on to doing something for the men as well. So what does Khalil Gibran, my mama's favorite poet, what does he say about marriage? I think I said it the last time, but it's really important that you hear what he says, because, you know, we're in marriages or not. If we're in a marriage or plan to go into a marriage, it says, let there be spaces in your togetherness and let the winds of heavens dance between you. Love on one another, but do not make a bond of love. We do tend to bond with people, you know. And so when they leave us, whether they walk away or divorce or death, when they leave us, we can't cope. So he says, love one another, but make not a bond of love. Let it rather be a moving sea between the shores of your souls. Fill each other's cup, but drink not from one cup. Give one another of your bread, but eat not from the same loaf. It says, sing and dance together and be joyous, but let each one of you be alone. So what Dr. Miles was saying, you still have to have a degree of singleness, even in a marriage. If you live in a family, you come together, you eat together, you play together, but each person still needs to have alone time. It says, even as the strings of a lute are alone, though they quiver with the same music. And he ends by saying, the oak tree and the cypress grow not in others' shade. So two great people come together in marriage, but if you're in each other's space too much, you can't grow. And every relationship that we have is really intended to be for our growth. I think next time we'll also look at the essential oil of rosemary, sandalwood. Definitely so many oils here, we don't have time to cover them all, so I will bring that back, and I'll do that in 2 weeks' time. We'll continue with the self-care, and then we'll actually look at, for the men as well, because the men need care as well. They're human beings too. They go into relationships too, and they too get confused sometimes, so we'll look at that. So basically, I want to recommend that you go to the YouTube and look up a lady called Tonya TKO. She's actually self-love specialist. You can find her on YouTube. I just found her recently, so you probably know her already, and so on. Now, again, Khalil was saying in terms of love, and I did say it 2 weeks ago, but I'm going to say it again, time permitting. It says, remember now, so even as love will crown you, so shall love crucify you. So we don't want to build up walls and not try to love. But at the same time, we have to be ready, prepared to know that the same love that will crown us can crucify us. Because love is for your growth and love is for your pruning. Remember, we come on this earth for a life purpose and a mission. And we need other people to prune us, You know, sometimes the person that hurt us the most is the one we learn the most from. He goes on to say that love will make you ascend to your height and caress your tenderest branches that quiver in the sun. But also love will descend to your roots and shake them in the clinging to the earth. How marvelous is that? You know, we tend to grow best in adversity. And whatever we have been through in terms of adversity, we don't curse our adversity. We bless it. And we can say to ourselves, what are the golden nuggets that we have found in this challenge? What do we need to do? What can we get from this? Because everything in life that we do with others or with things, we either learn or we win. Remember now, when you're mixing your oils, to do some research. I'm so sorry I wasn't able to play any music for you. I didn't have time to play the music and, you know, and so on, some technical difficulties. But it was lovely. We were able to get through some work, some stuff here today. So do your research and make sure that the oils you're using, there are no contraindications. So, yeah, you know, if you're a sensitive skin, that oil won't be for you, the sensitive oil. You know, if you're pregnant, if you have epilepsy, if you have high blood pressure, low blood pressure, if you have kidney stones. And so by doing that research personally, you begin to learn for yourself. Remember, you can mix your oils as well, like 5 drops to 3 drops to 2 drops, like about 10 drops of oil in 15 mils of a base oil. So your base oils, avocado, olive oil, coconut oil, those kinds of oils are your base oils. And make sure that they're cold pressed, unrefined. Yes, make sure for that. I think I can have more time here. That's wonderful. I think I've been added more time. Thank you very much, Dr. Ev. So I can go back now and do some more on the other oils with you. And I just wanted to see if maybe I could get the music to play. I really wanted to play for you. She's Royal. Okay, it's not playing. There's no music. I think you're going to have to enjoy the music of my voice. How about that? Sorry to have to torture you with that. But, yeah, anybody wants to call in to say something about these oils? Dr. Ev, you want to come on and share with us your wisdom regarding, you know, self-care? You know, do come on. Come on, we want to hear from you. We can share this space. How about Mallory? Do you have anything to add to this program? Okay, so we left off at some point regarding, was it marjoram? Yes, we looked at marjoram and lemon. So let us have a look, because we're blessed with the extra time. I think, I want to say that marjoram. I haven't been blessed with time. I think my time is up. I'm so sorry. We're going to have to continue in 2 weeks' time. It was wonderful being here on the Caribbean Radio Show, on the great CRS Radio. Do join me in 2 weeks' time, where we can actually finish up on this wonderful discussion regarding self-care, especially for women. And then we can also do some research and make sure we can do something for the men as well. Because we have to care for ourselves, love ourselves. Remember, we are here for a purpose. We're all here for a life purpose, a link to, you know, divine intelligence, linked to our Creator. Have a wonderful weekend. Take good care of each other. But more importantly, take care of yourselves. Thank you very much for joining me. Goodbye now. Bye.